table.
9:46 PM, Friday the 13th, March 2015.
Sit on that, because that's...
Starting?
Yeah, that'll start to fuck up.
And please everybody turn your cell phones off.
I'm going to leave this here to record. I'm going to leave this one here. It's very sensitive. It only picks up max about 5 milligals. You're throwing some... Is your phone on active or is it on?
My phone is on.
It's on airplane, because it wasn't...
Yes, you can sit in it later on and press the button as well.
You know what? I can't get this on.
You're still looking at it.
I got another candle.
So like I said, if anybody that wants to go upstairs and watch the monitors while we do the sands down here, feel free to do so.
It's a candle.
Anyways, as well, I'm not...
I know, it's not our fault.
Yeah, it's the arrow, not the...
The hell?
Oh, you dirty thing, you. I think we just give it up. Run the water.
We needed 5 inches. You're fine, you're fine. Don't make it a...
Do the man for the candle.
It doesn't have to. Do you mind how many are on there?
No.
All right. Does anybody else have any equipment they want to put on the table? That is the focal point. It does give you a good response. Also, if you can, you might want to film what's happening. We're going to kill the lights.
Okay. My name is Lilia Willis, and I will be trying to make contact with some of different energy, I call it. And many oftentimes, I will get messages for people who might be here. I might get names or initials. I usually get the initials and names, first, last letters, and the names of the people. Depends. Now, I will like for everyone to put their phones in silent mode, as I am going to do the same. You probably already did, right? Everybody here? Yes? So we don't have false readings? Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to shut the door here. I will be upstairs watching the monitor. If anybody needs anything, yell loud.
Steve, where are you going to be?
Let's see what's happening here.
They're working.
We normally leave it open, so it...
I know, but they're talking. I don't know if that's going to be necessary.
I just want to see if that was going to stop.
Just keep it correct.
Yeah, so space can walk through. All right.
That's because they had to open the door.
If anybody wants to go upstairs, Steve, come over here. Stay here.
I'm going to hang for a couple of minutes. There is another seat here.
Who's upstairs?
And then I'm going to go. Chris is up there right now.
Who else? Oh, absolutely. Where's Phil?
By all means.
God only knows.
Phil?
Join you guys?
All right, go to...
Hello.
Are you going to stay down here?
I'll be in and out.
All right, I'm going to shut this door then. We'll be quiet upstairs.
I hope so. Okay. Let's breathe in. And breathe out, and this will be in a state of relaxation. You can put your hands on your lap or put your feet, please. I ask for everyone to put their feet down, like on the ground like that, flat. Please don't cross your legs.
Don't cross your legs?
No, please don't.
Oh, crap.
Do not. Well, unless you want to block your energy, then I can. Okay, right away, I see somebody's traveling. Somebody's... I'm getting a message from somebody who's about ready to have a travel, a long trip somewhere. I know that this is tough for a lot of us, for me too, because I'm getting these messages, just like you get texts like that. I get them like that, messages about people who are around me. If I have the intent to read about them, I could. I don't expect you to share. If you don't want to share it, that's okay, but it helps me. It helps me because even though I believe that I can contact different spirits, I still need your help. And if anyone here does not want to be here when I walk out at any moment, please do so. Many, many times we can't get in contact with anybody because of the blockage of energy. If somebody's here who doesn't want to partake of this, that's okay. You don't have to be. You might be just curious, but that's just not good enough for the spirits. They want somebody who wants to partake and communicate with them. Does anybody feel right now as if you were like getting on a plane? Does anybody feel that pressure?
Yeah.
Right now I'm feeling as if we were all in a kind of a compartment. Anyway, going back to the message I'm getting about somebody with having a trip overseas, is there anyone here who's going to have a travel coming up, who's planning to do it this summer, or maybe even before then?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a message for you. It's saying... you're not going by yourself, of course. Be cautious of the person who's going with you. One might be, I see like an incident. Be careful with what you pack and what you take with you. Okay? That's what the message is. Susan? Is anyone here who has a relative the name who passed away not too long ago by the name of Susan? The spirit and the name is here. They just keep on. They want to make contact with you. Sammy? If you can hear me, if you're here, please clap, make a sound where I can hear you, and it is you, the female, and the name I'm hearing, Sammy or Susie, something like that. Who's making that sound?
I think that was your
camera. Oh, okay. Thank you. See, that's what I mean. I'm sorry?
No, I'm saying they're being so quiet.
Oh, I know. I said they were really quiet. Do you want to ask a question? How about you?
No, I'm not.
We're going to take turns like that and see. Okay.
I'm not too shy.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why haven't you been in my dreams very much?
Did you see the leader highlighting?
It lit up once. That was kind of cool.
Are you angry at me? Is there anger where you are?
Someone's daughter keeps contacting, kind of keeps saying, somebody's daughter that passed away. If you're here and this is, then you're the parent, can you tell me, please? So if she was about young, about 12, 11. Stepdaughter. Anybody else wants to ask a question?
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
We should all start like breathing. Let's do a breathing exercise. Everyone should clear the energy of the room and start on a new sheet of blank piece of paper. I think it's important. So, everyone.
Okay. Sure.
Take in a deep, full breath, filling your chest, and hold it in until it hurts. Then breathe out till you cannot breathe out anymore. Hold it in. Breathe in, doing the same thing. Breathe out.
What is that? Nice and relaxed. Except for that.
What is the name of the spirit you were trying to ask a question? If there was anger where she was at?
Dolly.
Dolly, could you make the flame go as high as you can? If you want to answer yes, can you make that flame go as high as possible? And make it go shorter if it's a no. Take it, that's a no. It, Dolly, is that you making the meter highlight a little bit? Okay, make it highlight again if it's you and you're trying to make contact with your relative.
That's cool.
Thank you. We appreciate that. She's safe. She's not angry.
Are you all together?
Please highlight the meter if you want to say yes again. If you're all together, please. What do you mean? That was a yes? Yes? Try it again. Just real quick. Thank you. Answer if Linda killed Heather. Can you please answer? Just highlight it once. Make thank you. I see that you're highlighting the black. Going also by the great one. Can you highlight it? The grave one, please. I don't think so.
By neglect.
Is that you moving the meters?
Candle's getting higher. Is that yes or no?
That was a yes. That we said that when it goes higher, it's a yes. When it goes shorter, it's a no. Can you say her name? She likes to hear her name.
Mom.
Yes. It's her.
Are you with me all the time? Is Ray still 19?
Is the vortex moving this way? Is the vortex that it was outside is moving this way today? Make the light, the candle light go higher if the vortex is moving in as they're building the house next door. Can you touch one of these meters? Highlight them for me, please. Anybody wants to ask about a baby sister that passed away? I keep getting this message from my, I don't know if it's Wendell Lee, the girl's spirit that also comes here in place with the candles, but I think it's, yes, is that you, Wendell Lee? Do you want to say something to anybody here? Or are you just playing? Anybody wants to ask a question?
Are you under the table?
Well, the meter didn't highlight. I sense somebody wants to ask a question. Please do, because I mean, there's no point in you keeping it. Their spirits want to hear it, and they're highlighting as I'm asking.
Are you positive or negative? Brighter candle for positive, lower for negative.
We have
that's tough.
you like playing with the kitties?
They're usually pretty quiet and surprised. Really.
They say, feed us.
You have somebody following you.
Oh, do I? Positive
Definitely.
Or negative?
I wonder why you asked that.
Why? If it has positive intentions, it's welcome. If it's negative,
I think you've been. You want it to be positive, but you had been exposed to some negative energy, and you had played with some stuff that was negative, and it's good that you have that intention.
So. I played with some things.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give a little bit more detail?
Stop. This is...
It's hard to.
Mm-hmm.
Understandable.
But if you want to clean your energy, there is an angel that manifests him or herself. It's a female. It's an angel in a female spirit. Somebody from your family who's no longer here, passed away. It's always with you.
What color do you see?
Is that you? Can you call her, please?
I have no one I'm connected to who is dead.
Somebody who is...
present?
Yes, it's with you. It's like an angel, it's a presence. It knew of you when you were going to be born and carried you in her arms. And it's thanks to that spirit that the negativity from your games didn't take you all together. She's protecting you.
I know who the angel is.
Say it.
Bethany.
My mother?
She's alive, but she protects you.
I don't think that's true.
Well, when you got up, these meters went up.
When I got up?
Yeah, when you were walking back. You didn't really saw that as he was sitting down.
Wait a second, guys. I got to check something we are seeing on camera upstairs. We're seeing a shadow reaching out over and over again from that, going this way, and it kept extending, but all I'm seeing from this is the candle shadow coming from here. It's really weird. It kept reaching over here. I guess these people here are on this side. One of the two sides start coughing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right here. Mm-hmm. That's where the shadow kept reaching out at.
Yeah.
And then you had been there the whole time?
Yeah.
You were rocking a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we didn't know if that was a response to something going on within here. Okay, I just wanted to see what the shadow thing was.
We were actually asking the spirits to play with the candles.
We were getting it reaching about this far, and then would go back.
Oh, when the coughing, when you were
before the coughing,
before you came up.
Yes.
Before I sat there.
Yes, and then as you sat there, something did something too.
Okay, that's my mom.
Yeah, see, this here, we can see this one, I can see this one clearly, but this was actually not from here. It was reaching across this plane of the table.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
It might have been making a pop.
Also the girl. You know, we asked her if she was playing Wendolyn. We asked if she's here playing, and she said yes. Could have been. I don't know. But to see that there's a person in this audience who really wants to ask a question, but is very shy about it, and it's like
Grandpa, are you here?
If you're here, can you please make one of the sliders go off? Even if it's one, we're happy with that. I know your energy may be very, very faint. Can you say her name again, please?
Grandpa?
What is his name?
Oscar? Are you here?
It's a very, very emotional situation. Oscar, did you want to give a message to your grandson? Is there something that you wanted him to know but didn't get a chance to tell him? Even though you did say goodbye, because you did. He did get a chance. He did get a chance. He knew he was going.
He knew he was going, but I was away in boot camp when he died.
Right. But he kind of knew it was coming up. Keep hearing that it was not fair, that it's unfair. It's not a situation. This is not fair. And he's really hurt about it. Do you want him to fight for it? Oh boy. And you know what I'm talking about. Look, it's telling you.
What do you want me to fight for?
What is not fair? What was not fair?
Wow, it's been fine.
Thank you. in a dream. It's going to come to you in a dream. Do you know about the 3 days of darkness that are coming up in August? Is it really true? Is it really going to happen? Do you know anything about it? And if you do, if you think that it's really going to happen, can you please highlight one of these meters? Just one. Something that I don't know, I just find hard to believe this will happen. I guess not.
It's a good thing, right?
Yes. I'm thinking about it. Have you heard about it? Yes. NASA gave a report that the Earth is going to be going in
darkness,
total darkness for 2 days. It only happens every 26,000 years.
Wow. What's the name of that movie that I always liked that they did that?
I don't know.
The one with Vin Diesel? Pitch black.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the people back there, if it's anybody who want to ask a question and want to ask the spirits to manifest themselves, they'll be happy to show you. You have to ask.
Does my mom come around?
So ask, look, can you ask by her name, please?
Linda.
Linda, can you manifest yourself for us, please? Linda, do you have a message for your daughter? Do you want to say something? Do you want to speak in the recorder and say something to her, please? Linda, are you here? Knock once if you're here. That was a noise made by somebody, by the way. It's okay. You can ask about certification that you're curious if you're going to pass it or make it. And if you're hearing, but they need to hear it from you. I cannot ask the questions for you. And sometimes the spirits can answer those questions.
Will I win my lawsuit?
Can you move the candle high if it's a yes, positive answer, and make it very, very short if it's a negative answer? That is a yes, but it also says that you will have to come up with some kind of other document or other proof that they're going to have to go through. Something's going to make it kind of like stop, and then it's not as smooth sailing at this point. But it looks like yes. Well.
And that is my cat, Taffy, here. Or, like, is she with me?
Right. Let me see.
Could she maybe, like, meow in Stephen's camera or something?
I hope so. Well, let's see, maybe.
Is she hanging out with my Tucker?
Are any spirits of pets present right now? Can you please touch one of those meters? Oh boy, that dog. I hear a dog barking. Somebody also had a very, very dear dog. Oh, it was like their kid. My God. What's the name? I keep seeing a Z or an S. Keep forgetting, maybe it had a dog too that passed on. Maybe that's what I'm hearing.
How recent?
Oh, it's been a while. About five years ago. The original dog was in the movie, actually, from the movie.
Did it make it happy?
I'm not sure about that. I never asked. Why? Do you see it? Do you hear it?
No.
Because I hear and I see this dog that is somebody's pet also. So don't forget about me. name. You mentioned a cat, mm-hmm. but it came through the picture of a dog.
What kind of dog?
It's a brown dog. I don't know about it. I can't think of race. I don't know the names of the dog, but it's a brown. It's like a brown and black.
Is it Taylor?
Possibly, could be. How did Taylor look like? Did he have black and brown like that?
Black face and brown body.
Right.
And my child.
Mm-hmm. It was like your child. Mm-hmm. Don't forget about me, he says. Mm-hmm. If you were an unborn child that didn't make it, you want to communicate with your mother. Maybe this life, why?
A baby?
Yes. It was an unborn. There's more than one. I'm getting messages here, like, no one, but there's, I'll say at least three women in this room who have lost a child. And I keep on hearing the babies, and they're just wanted this particular baby. Somebody already had picked the name and everything for this baby, and it's just, I see it's so, such a shy soul, such a, you knew this child before the child was born. It didn't, I know it didn't make it, but you picture this child being so quiet and sweet.
And I have a twin sister that died when we were babies. And I've been
thinking about her
during this session.
She manifests herself as a very sweet and very, very, kind of very meek and lovely, like, but it's at peace. Baby's at peace.
She has appeared a few times throughout my life to people close to me, but not to me. And she looks just like me.
Could be one of the babies that I'm seeing.
I'm sorry?
Yes, it could be. She could be one of the babies that I'm seeing, but there's another person here who lost a child too, and it's so hard to even talk about it. You're brave to talk about your sister. I know it's not easy to talk about relatives that passed on, but there's another lady here who can come out and say it, but I know she also lost her baby, and this message I'm getting from the soul of this unborn child that it's okay, that the soul was alright, and move on, and there will be hope for you in the future, and it's okay. But just make sure that you have and you acknowledge this baby by remembering the days and the important dates, and maybe having a spot where you can have a little name, a kind of flower, something like that. There's nothing fancy. Something in the house. Okay, we're running out of time. If anybody wants to ask another question, this is the time to do it.
I have one last one. Should I go back to school?
Can you answer her question, please? I like to see the candle going very, very high. If it's a yes, for her to go back to school, stop feeling guilty. I keep hearing the word guilt. It might not be related to you. It might be related to somebody else. And it's not you guys either. Somebody outside this circle. But for your schooling, if everything goes accordingly, you do want to go back. You know you have blocks, and that's why you gave up. Anybody else? Is everyone ready to go wander about the house? Nobody else has any more questions? Well, good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
is it okay to use the bathroom in here?
Yes, if that's what you think, for sure.
Really, do you feel drained the next day after? I have no balance right now.
No, I have my Reiki 1, Reiki 2, and I do meditation. And pray.
No. So you feel, so the next day, like after a session like this, I'm
a little bit tired because I stay up. But no, I do fine.
Okay.
I'm used to it. I work, I go to school, and then I do car readings over the phone, and so that takes a lot of energy.
Yeah,
too.
That does.
But you know, it's fine. I think it's a gift that I have to share.
I used to do tarot readings when I was pregnant.
Oh, really?
I did it for the 2 years that I was with both my kids. And
very nice.
And after I was done being pregnant, I didn't really have the energy
to
do it anymore, which is the crimes every once in a while.
Well, I guess, you know, it's a combination. I'm going to be a psychologist, and so it's kind of like both. You know, people tell me, oh, I'm real good after talking to you. It's like, well, because you're not only giving you a reading for tarot, but also counseling, kind of, slash, no. But anyway, that's
neat.
And how I read it is.
But I have this one deck that
I like the person to ask the question, and then I go, you know, into what they want to know specifically. And I'm lucky because I'm pretty accurate many oftentimes. I also can read like when somebody's feeling sick. Like here in this crowd, I was feeling like somebody needs to go to the dentist, but they're reluctant.
Oh, that'd be my husband.
I'm sorry?
Oh, he needs to go to the dentist.
They're reluctant to be there. They're reluctant to go there. Yes, and I pick up things like that, I could just, you know, scan somebody and say, well, you may have a pain here, or you might suffer from this and that, and I don't know, I just... Do you want me to? Because I don't do it unless a person asks me. I don't want to, you know, invade anybody's space.
It's my daughter.
Oh, well, I'm doing this so I can get my energy, you know, centered. Like,
no, no, I don't think you're being mean to me.
No, nice and I'll turn in a minute. Did you have an injury in one of your arms? Or do you have a constant... Something, not perhaps an injury, but like a pain in one of your arms.
Kind
of like right arm, is it right arm or left arm?
Left.
Left arm? Yes, I see that, I feel that. I also, sounds like I don't know if you still have it or have had issues with your uterus and stuff like that. We have like a cyst or something like that.
I lost one in an emergency surgery.
Yeah. See that?
I know. I'm telling you, I don't know about
myself.
Do you feel any like spirit energy around me?
Oh, definitely. You and your nephew are very connected. They're super connected. I was like, he's like his son to you. And
I've known him since he was about 6 months old. His mother is my angel, my best friend.
Yes.
That's why I said I think she's the angel.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a connection that, you know, if anything was to happen to you, oh my gosh, or anybody tried to attack you, she'll be like a cat over that. Seriously. So she's got your back.
Cool.
That's good. I want to have an aunt like
both
that.
Both of them are And it's funny because I'm not his biological aunt.
I know.
But his mother's sister's name is Amy. Same as mine.
And she's jealous. I'm sorry. You won't. Yeah, but it's kind of like you guys have a love-hate relationship. You're asking me to read, okay? So I am.
Honestly.
So, I guess, I think it'll be okay. Right now, I know it's overwhelming and it's something too much because it's, you're very possessive and very, like a helicopter mom, kind of. And it's kind of, for her, it's like asphyxiating at times because she's growing to be very independent. Just keep on, you know, working, getting her school done, getting a good job or something like that. And I never say, you know, that's a way to get independent. And nobody can tell you what to do, where to go, how to. You know? That's my opinion, but
am I that bad?
I see the same.
He didn't need a medium for that to come out. This is ridiculous.
Well, she's my youngest. Last bird in the nest.
Well, that's why. How old?
17.
Oh, well, tough age.
It is.
It's not the stuff. For all of us. For the parents. You know,
yeah.
Anyway,
are you leaving? Oh, what is your name?
Lilia? Lilia. Lilia.
Oh, Lilia, okay.
No,
okay.
Without the N.
I got it.
Lilia.
Why, did you have a question? Thank you.
Just, if you want to read me, I'm open to you.
Well, I'm just curious to know, because I don't want to say this in front of everybody.
Go for it.
But, were you a part of a cult? Or were you just playing games with the Ouija board and the things?
You're thinking Ouija board, okay, yes. It was with the Ouija board. No, I'm not in a cult, but I was playing with the Ouija board about 6-7 months ago, and I did it by myself, and I knew it was bad, and I felt, I haven't played with it since. I've stayed away from it.
Right, yes, I advise for you to not to mess with that because it could take over your head and your thoughts. Just like that is good, it's just also bad. But we can keep away from that, you know?
We can know. How much do you see that within me? Like
that you are very strong and you can keep that away from you.
Cool.
Definitely.
Nothing negative.
Do you see anything within my bedroom?
Well, what it is that you're sensitive.
Very sensitive.
And you see things and you can read people. It's just a gift that some people, we have that, and you can't help it. You can't help it. I'm sorry, but, you know, I've gone to, I don't know if I shared this with Tracy before, I go in a room for an interview and I know if they're going to hire me or not. I already know. Because I can see each one of the persons to figure out. And it's not figuring out, it's just like sensing it. It's like a third, like another eye that you have.
Yeah, I have that. Yes.
So, because you have that, it's very easy for you to deter negative energy.
Yes.
It cannot come to you. If it comes to you, you chase it right back. So, in your bedroom, what you're hearing is not negative necessarily. It's spirits trying to communicate with you.
Okay.
It's trying to give you, trying for them. I think, let me see what I'm hearing here.
It's not, it's because I have it. I was doing the Ouija board at the beach, at this selected beach, and I brought home.